Shalom. You are at the lookout and memorial site of Division 146, established here on the Orcha Hill, known as Tel Juhader, to commemorate the major role played by the division during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Division 146, under the command of Brigadier General Moshe Musa Peled, was a General Staff Reserve unit under the IDF Central Command. The division included two armored brigades, a mechanized infantry brigade, a reconnaissance battalion, an artillery brigade, and a logistics brigade. During the year of 1973, prior to the war, the division conducted several division-level training exercises and was ready for war. On Yom Kippur, October 6, 1973, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the armies of Egypt and Syria opened a full-scale war against the State of Israel. Division 146 was mobilized and began preparing for battle. Initially, the General Staff decided to send the division to the southern front. One armored brigade headed southwards, but by Sunday morning it was decided to send the remainder of the division to the Golan Heights front. The division headed northward with Armored Brigade 205, Mechanized Infantry Brigade 670, and Reconnaissance Battalion 288. The forces arrived by night to the Tzemach Junction at the southern end of the Sea of Galilee and stopped to reorganize and resupply themselves. The division received responsibility over two routes, climbing the Golan and over troops that were already fighting there. The primary route climbed the Golan from the Sea of Galilee up to the El Al base in the southern Golan and continued to Tel Juhader, where we are standing now. On this route, Brigade 9 was already engaged in battle and was reinforced by Brigades 205 and 670. The secondary route climbed up the central Golan through Malay Gamla. On this route, Armored Brigade 4 was fighting and was reinforced by Armored Battalions 39 and 61. The artillery brigade moved along the primary route and provided support to the secondary route as well. The Syrian army had clear advantage, fighting from higher ground with better quality weaponry and larger quantities of troops, armored vehicles, and artillery. On Monday morning, October 8th, the division led an attack through the narrow passage of El Al with Brigade 9 and the Reconnaissance Armored Battalion and continued northward in the direction of Tel Faris. As the division advanced, Brigade 205 took the lead with Brigade 9 by its side. By the end of the day, the forces reached this very site and gained control over the oil pipeline road that ran through this region. Mechanized Infantry Brigade 670 followed Brigade 205, cleared the routes, and secured the eastern flank facing Syria. On the Malay Gamla route, Brigade 4 reached the oil pipeline road north of Tel Faris, leading tough battles against Syrian anti-tank fortifications. By the end of the day, the division destroyed both Syrian brigades 47 and 132. At night, the tanks were refueled and rearmed. Dozens of tanks that had been hit were repaired and returned to service. During Tuesday, the fourth day of the war, Brigade 205 completed taking over Tel Juhader and Tel Faris. Brigade 4 advanced towards Hushnia in the central Golan and gave cover by fire to Brigade 9, which was engaged in a tough battle with Syrian anti-tank fortifications. Brigade 9 continued to storm forward, capturing Hushnia and advancing up to the borderline with Syria. On Wednesday, October 10th, the division forces continued repelling the Syrian army out of the Golan, and by noon that day, there were no more Syrian soldiers on the Golan. That same day, there was an attempt to utilize the success and cross the border following the retreating Syrians, but the attack failed, and our troops retreated to the former borderline. Division 146 operated in the main Syrian offensive area, while significantly outnumbered and fighting against superior equipment. The division was successful in beating the enemy and tilting the scale in our favor on the northern front. During the following days, the division spread out in defense positions along the borderline from the city of Quneitra to the southern Golan. Brigades 9 and 205 left the division and joined Division 210 to take part in advancing deep into Syrian territory. On October 18th, Division 146 replaced Division 210 and received the control over the enclave occupied in Syria. Brigades 205 and 9 returned to the division. At the same time, Iraqi forces launched a major attack in order to conquer the Israeli enclave, but were stopped by Brigades 205 and 9. Another attempt was led by the Jordanian 40th Brigade, but was deterred by Brigade 4 and the Reconnaissance Battalion. Division 146 stayed in the Syrian enclave until the ceasefire agreement was signed on October 24th. Then the division moved down to the Sinai with Brigades 205 and 670 and was stationed in front of the Egyptian Second Army. There, the war came to an end. During the Yom Kippur War, the units of Division 146 were able to overcome many obstacles. They proved coordination capabilities and demonstrated a high level of performance. All this brought the defeat and repelling of the Syrian army out of the Golan and the control of the Syrian enclave throughout the tough period leading to the ceasefire declaration. Thank you for your attention.